Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley, and as usual, I'm all on my own. This lovely stationery cupboard with an upturned rubbish bin, which quite possibly is more use at times than Dave Middleton. Wonder where Dave is. Right, well, I think we're going to start off with talking about the student connection. Psst. Hello? Psst.
Has she gone?
Dave, what are you doing there?
I was hiding from Eugenie.
Eugenie?
Yeah, look, she's a really nice woman.
Yeah, she's lovely.
But God, can she talk?
Really?
Oh, my goodness. I bumped into her last Wednesday and she just chatted and chatted.
Oh.
I didn't get home till Sunday.
Yeah.
She does keep apologising that we got moved from the broom cupboard. But I did tell her that she could make up for it. She just gave me a
few... You didn't tell her where we were, though?
I didn't mention it at all.
She's obviously been asking around the
faculty. She's tracking me.
Yeah.
I think she's tracking me.
Yeah.
I'm being stalked. I'm going to phone the police. I've got a stalker.
Oh, well. We've also got some listeners and they've been writing in, Dave.
Really? And more stalkers.
More
stalkers,
yes. No, exactly. But these listeners are really nice, actually.
I like our listeners. Anyway, I've got news.
Right, news. I like it.
Not everyone would have caught this, but it is a really nice piece of news for the Open University.
Good.
Last week, the Open University was involved in a space mission.
A space mission?
Yeah, really cool. There's a project called Rosetta, which is a spacecraft which has gone out into the galaxy and it's gone as far as it's possible to go. Well, it hasn't gone as far as it's possible to go. It's gone as far as it's possible
to go.
Yeah, it's gone long way anyway. And it was asleep. There's nobody on it. And the ship was asleep. It woke up and do you know what the first thing it did?
What?
Got up, went to the toilet, brushed its teeth. No, it didn't do any of those things. The first thing it did was tweeted a message back to say, "Hello, world."
How politically correct.
How fantastic, though, isn't that? And that's something that's being organised by the science faculty.
What, at the Open University?
At the Open University. They are involved in that rather large mission.
You know, we often forget about all this really innovative research that the OU do, other than just, you know, writing TMAs and modules and things like this. It's very exciting to be part of such a massive institution.
And, of course, very exciting as well to be part of an institution that does cutting-edge research. And it's not only in science that they do cutting-edge research. We do cutting-edge research as well.
Absolutely. Social science is where it's all at.
And, yes, we do very, very good cutting-edge research. And some of that research will be featured as part of the Student Connections Conference.
Absolutely. Our keynote speakers, in fact.
Our keynote speakers are all cutting-edge researchers. And we'll have other academics taking part throughout. And what we want from students is to think about the sort of research they either have done, because some of them will be researchers, of course, or would like to do in the future, projects that they're working on currently, projects that they might want to work on, and think about maybe coming and talking about that with us. Because no research project starts as a finished article.
Mm.
Every research project starts in the same place, an idea in someone's head. So we want them to use their ideas. All of you listening, come to us with your ideas, tell us what they are, and then share them with people.
Absolutely. See,
who knows? You might be waking up one morning to get a tweet from outer space.
And there'll be many new listeners this week, Dave, because we're just starting a lot of our new module presentations. And if you're really on the ball, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? You might be listening in to the PodMag. So the whole idea here that Dave's talking about is we have this conference for all social science students, academics and members of staff. And this is happening in June in 2014. And you can become part of it. And you can look at the website and find out loads more about how you can get involved, register your interest. And of course, download previous editions of the PodMag, which will tell you all about it.
And you know what's really exciting?
What?
Well, lots of things are really exciting. I get very excited very easily. But
what's really exciting,
on Monday, we're relaunching the website.
Right.
It's going to be a better experience for you. When you go onto the website now, it's going to be much easier to find the PodMag. It's going to be much easier to find This Student Life. It's going to be much easier to find news. And for the first time, you'll be able to actually register to attend the conference.
Fantastic, Dave. Those meetings with your yoga buddy friends at KMI have done really well, haven't they?
Yes, KMI folks, the Knowledge Media Institute. You may not have heard of them, but you will be hearing about them because they are heavily involved in helping us to make our conference one of the most brilliantly funky things that you'll have ever attended. Really, anyone who misses it, you're just going to feel like, why wasn't I there?
Mm.
It's like those scientists. One of them was supposed to be on that ship and he missed it. And all he's got now to show for it is a tweet.
A tweet. Oh wow.
That's sad, isn't it?
You can tweet at our conference also. And you know what? Maybe that spaceship's listening, Dave. Maybe they'll email podmag@open.ac.uk and send us a mail. Dave, shall I tell our listeners the other exciting news this week?
Go on then.
All right. We are launching student support teams. Not we, as in the PodMag, but the Open University.
Recently, I went to Cambridge.
Did you take your video recorder and do any interviews for us, Dave?
I didn't take a video, actually. I took an audio recorder because we don't have a video, Karen.
Did you take your audio? Did you take your little recorder, Dave? And did you go and interview anyone for us?
I did. I took my cassette recorder with me and I managed to speak to a lot of the people that are involved in the student support team in Cambridge. If you're on a psychology degree, these are the sort of people that will be at the end of that telephone for you. So let's have a listen. Okay, so I'm with Julia Prosser. What's your job, Julia?
I'm the Senior Manager of Learner Support Services in the Open University's Regional Centre based in Cambridge.
Okay, so for the benefit of students who are our audience, what exactly does that mean?
Right. Learner Support Services delivers support to students of a variety of different kinds, in fact. It will provide the service that will listen to you when you maybe experience difficulties on your course which don't relate to the course itself, but you might like some advice about what you do next.
Okay, so I'm with Stephen Cooper. Would you like to tell us what you do?
I'm an educational advisor for the Open University. My role is to help students with all aspects of their study, from choosing modules, qualifications, to talking about career aspirations, vocational guidance, and anything to do with their study that affects them, such as illness or disability. I mean, I think the message for any student is, if you've got a problem, talk to somebody.
Okay, so I'm with Kerry Phillips from the office in Wales.
Yes, it is going to be slightly different, as in Welsh students will continue to be supported in Wales, but we will have a specialist advisor, who is myself, psychology, who will be in contact with all the SST members of staff, and we'll just be able to give students in Wales, psychology students in Wales, the knowledge that we get from the SST, but also with our local national flavour.
So I'm now speaking to Sue Bartram. What do you do, Sue?
I'm an educational advisor in Region 6 in Cambridge.
Now, your life is about to change because of SST, so what's that change going to mean?
Well, from a personal point of view, I anticipate being able to improve and extend my existing knowledge of individual psychology modules and the psychology qualifications, so that when a student speaks to me about their pathway or their concerns on a module, I'll be better informed and therefore be able to deliver a better service to that student.
Okay, so I'm with Bram Gieven. Bram, what's your job?
I'm a staff tutor in the Edinburgh office. Wales, Ireland and Scotland, they have their own assemblies, they have their own political structures now, and we now know that because of that, the way those students will relate to the SSTs is almost certainly going to be a bit different from the way the English students do it. So they may have what's called dual affinity. They'll have clear, strong links into the SST of their choice, but they'll also have a link to their regional office and their regional advice for a huge range of things which would be different in Wales or Scotland than it would be for a student in one of the English regions.
Okay, so I'm now with Martin Kenwood. Martin, what's your role?
I'm Assistant Director of Student Services for the East of England region, and I am Student Services Lead for the Psychology and Counselling Student Support Team.
Okay, so this has been a major change in the way we organise support for students. You've been at the centre of it. Is it all going to work?
Yes, he said confidently, because there are a lot of staff who are working very hard at the moment to make sure it works. So I am confident that it will work.
Oh, they sound like a really nice bunch, Dave.
I had a really lovely day with them. I really enjoyed talking to them. They were fantastic fun. And you know what? They made me feel that our students are in very capable hands.
Anyway, I think our strategy of interviewing very nice people is working well, Dave.
I do, and we've got some really interesting interviews coming up in the next few weeks.
So, Dave, back on the subject of being helpful then. Earlier, you'd mentioned that you'd gone out and interviewed Dawn Monet about DD101's fourth TMA. I think now would be a good time to listen to what she had to say.
So the question for TMA 4 asks you to compare and contrast the modernist and flexible approaches to the ordering of traffic. So when you're thinking about the essay, I would suggest you think about social order in a wider way. So while Buchanan's work was done in the UK and was published in the 1960s, Mondamin's work in Europe was published and done much later in the 1980s. So he was speaking to a different time. So when we think of social order, it's got to be seen as something that's socially constructed in a particular time, in a particular place. And when you look at Mondamin and Buchanan, you can see how their work is different and how this could be tied to the time that their work was written, but also the geographical setting of their work. So when you're reading and you're planning for your TMA, try and think about comparing as looking for things that may be the same, and contrasting, you'll be looking for things that are different between the two theories.
Okay, so that was Dawn Monet, a tutor on DD101, talking about TMA04. We'll have another TMA surgery next week.
And don't forget, if you'd like it to be... Oh, sorry.
She's always doing that.
All day.
She's always doing
Do
that.
It again. Right. I think that's all we've got time for today. We hope you have a good week, and we hope you get your TMA results that you're after. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
The Podmag!